You don't see them too much. Gopher and mole, there's a mole too.
Are all of those things different than like a woodchuck or a ground chuck?
That woodchuck, he's something else too. He's the groundhog.
Okay, he would be like a groundhog.
Or the whistling marmot. That's another name for him.
For a groundhog? A whistling marmot? Okay. Did you ever hear him called a pop gut?
Not in this.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Do you have any of those things that have shells, that walk? They're kind of, they're a reptile.
Turtles?
Yeah.
No. Not around. Not around here, I know.
Okay. Is there a difference between a turtle and a terrapin or a tortoise?
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
Okay. I just wondered. I didn't know myself. I was wondering.
I imagine that there are. There are different sized turtles. Some of them get to be huge. And whether that's a tortoise or a turtle.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. You mentioned elk and deer and antelope. Were there any other kind of animals that people around here would hunt?
Well, they hunt these coyotes all right, because they, they damage livestock, sheep particularly. And they might hunt those just to get rid of them. And their pelts were, at one time, hides or pelts were quite valuable, but they're down now, way down, I guess. It's not worth more than anything. Mountain sheep have not an endangered species, but they have drawings for that, on open and closed seasons, what I want to say, on mountain sheep, bighorn.
Okay. Bighorn, okay. I'm wondering about different types of insects that you might encounter in this area.
All kinds.
Tell me some of them, the ones you know the best, the ones you might see the most.
Yes, I know.
Common housefly, probably. Sure. And they're not as plentiful as they used to be. And there's this, white miller that lays eggs on vegetables, and then that hatches into a cabbage worm or something.
Okay. A cabbage worm.
Mm-hmm. We have a lot of insects, all right, it seems like. But, the mosquito, which they're going to have to start spraying. They spray here pretty quick now, get rid of the mosquito.
Mm-hmm. Do they have any of those things that flutter about?
The butterfly, Yeah, there's some pretty ones.
Is there anything else that's like a butterfly? It's smaller, you see them at night?
Firefly or something like that? Not around here. Yeah.
Do you have anything?
Oh, wait a minute. There is it's kind of a moth.
Okay.
Yeah, you see them pretty good size. You do see some of them. And then there's this little yellow, yellow moth that I was telling you about.
Okay.
There's a lot of them.
No.
How about you mentioned mosquitoes? Are there other insects that will sting you?
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
I guess we'll.
Ants and.
Did I say tomorrow? It's Monday.
The wasp. Yellow jacket. They're similar. And bees.
Do you have anything that might get on your skin and stay?
Oh, that's a wood tick you're thinking of.
Yeah. Can you get a disease from getting those on you?
Oh, you can, but very rare here in this part of the country, this places in Wyoming that's pretty bad for spotted fever, but that's a different kind of tick than what we have here.
Okay.
But when I was on the ranch, I used to get a lot of wood ticks on me. Mm-hmm. 1 year old Mary Louise picked off, I think I had 12, 14, something like that, picked off me during the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I never had any ill effects other than, it itched for a while. But, so then when I went to work for the Forest Service, they got a bad infestation of